12. Art. The last of the five branches that make up a full system of philosophy is aesthetics, the philosophy of art. Philosophy as such does not deal with the problems of a specialized professional field, such as law, education, psychology, or physics. Each of these fields does need philosophy. It needs not only broad philosophic guidance, but also the application of philosophy, especially epistemology, to its own special problems and methods. Thus, the importance of subjects such as the philosophy of law, of education, or of science. These subjects presuppose a division of intellectual labor. Each addresses the needs of a specific group of professionals. A branch of philosophy, by contrast, is universal and timeless. It deals with an intellectual need of man qua man. Besides the need of a view of the universe, covered by metaphysics, a method of knowledge, epistemology, and a code of values, ethics and politics, the only other need within the province of pure philosophy is art. Even so philosophical a need as sex is not a subject for purely philosophical study. Among other reasons, a scientific understanding of sex has to include a study of anatomy and physiology. But art pertains to man precisely qua subject of philosophy. Art is a need of the mind, i.e. of man qua thinker and valuer. That is why, like philosophy itself, art has always existed among men, from prehistory to the present, and why animals have neither art nor any equivalent of it. Aesthetics asks, what is art? What is its role in man's life? By what standards should an artwork be judged? To answer these questions, a knowledge of fundamentals is necessary. Hierarchically, aesthetics, like politics, is a derivative, which rests on the three basic branches of philosophy. Politics, as the application of ethics to social questions, is the narrower of the two fields. Aesthetics is more profound. Art's special root and concern is not ethics, but metaphysics.